it's not only the support that we get to give disadvantaged families, it's the support and the tax dollars that Taney County gets from it also.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else in support? Anyone wanting to speak that's in favor?
Support.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Do I have a time limit?
5 minutes. 5 minutes? Okay. My name is Joe Allen. I'm a local business owner. I employ a handful of people, and I've also began my fifth year producing a television show that features the Ozarks. I say these things not because I think I'm important, but to hopefully convey my love for not only the Ozarks, but more specifically Branson and Taney County. I've been here long enough to remember running through the basement of Carolina Mills, and I can remember when Shoji Tabuchi was at the Country Tonight Theater and taught me how to write my name in Japanese. I've been here for quite some time. I'm also a professional staff shooter for Bear Archery, Trophy Ridge, Cajun Archery. I could go down a long list that would just bore you of well-known companies that I shoot professionally for. I've been around my fair share of archery events, and with this being ASA certified, they have to be compliant with the safety standards set by that organization. I've been out here to this range. It's extremely safe. This is also not a new concept to Taney County. We just had 3,000 scholastic shooters that shot actually indoor in the city limits of Branson at the Hilton. That's okay to do that because of safety standards. So you follow basic shooting rules, and it's okay to shoot a bow and arrow inside or outside. So to say that archery in Taney County is a big event and will continue to be a big event, I think, is an understatement. There was also another organization that held its national tournament here for 3 years in a row that I know of. It was held for 2 years at the Shepherd of the on or near the Shepherd of the Hills Farm. And also, I think their last year over at one of the resorts, Westgate Resort in town. So this isn't the first time that we have shot bows and arrows in Taney County. And if you don't mind to zoom out, just in case if safety is an issue. Well, first of all, go back there. Sorry.
All right.
David, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've only shot down here a few times. The range kind of goes like this, right?
Yeah, it makes a U shape, and it's kind of in the middle of all
that. Got it. So, as you can see, this is basically a big cedar glade right here. The chances of an arrow injuring someone in this type of area would be extremely slim. I've shot in tournaments for many years. I've never known anyone in an ASA or IBO tournament that has been injured by an errant arrow. Even our fastest of compound bows are going to drop an arrow really fast into the ground. Also, thinking about the area as a whole, if you go right across the street to the Bank of America properties, Bank of Missouri properties, thank you, that lead into the Emery Creek subdivision right up here, people routinely drop off the highway right here and shoot bow and arrows, rifles. It's a part of Taney County that's just not policed. So there are dozens upon dozens of people who come in here and basically treat all of this like public land. So for any safety concerns with the properties around Highway 65 right here, there's a much larger safety concern here on the Emery Creek side than the few bows and arrows that are shot right up here on this property. In fact, I live at Emery Creek, and it brings me to my next point. If a decision is made based upon a concern for safety, I want
the board to consider the precedent that that sets for the rest of the county, okay? As far as projectiles go, I could come in here and I could say, okay, well, we didn't allow bows and arrows to be shot right here in these cedars. What about all of the other projectiles that are shot in my subdivision? I mean, I've got neighbors who are sitting almost house to house blasting guns off of their back porch all night long. And basically, from the beginning of the summer to the end of the summer, it's okay to blast fireworks all night long. And I know that it's okay because so many times the police have been called, and or the sheriff's department, and the sheriff's department says, yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. You're in the county, so you can do that. So there's no separate law against going out here and shooting. So you could say, okay, we're going to deny this right here. Well, you could step over here to the next lot, and anybody in the world could be shooting bows and arrows at any time in the county. So it's much better to have a sanctioned and regulated event by people who know what they're doing than it would be to say, okay, well, we're just going to let it be a free-for-all like it is over here on the west side of Highway 65. So if we're concerned about safety, I think this side would be a much larger concern. And the White River Bowmen doing an ISO-sanctioned event, I don't think causes any concern for safety. If it's a parking or a bathroom issue, I know the property owner, and I'm assuming that he would be more than willing to help make that area clean and safe and accessible. We're also talking about one day per month or an 8-hour period basically per month. So I don't think that they're asking for a whole lot.
You're up against the 5 minutes, so if you want to...
I'm making my last point now.
There
I
you
appreciate
go.
The warning.
Bring it home.
I've been around Taney County long enough to see things come and go. It's becoming an area of experiences, okay? So in other words, we're seeing zip lines. Go-karts have been around for a while. We're seeing rides like the Ferris wheel, the Bigfoot. The point being, there's a new generation. And I think that we have to think about that for the growth and sustainability of our county. And I think archery is, for sure, a very important activity for new families coming into the area, and it shouldn't be frowned upon.
Thank you. Anyone else in support? Anyone opposed to the measure? So we've got a few... So we'll start in the middle section, and we'll work our way that direction. Thank
Hello.
You.
Thank you. My name is Tara Norbeck. I live at 676 Newport Road, right across the street from the subject property. And I represent majority of the property owners along Newport, and I do have a couple others have signed up to speak as well. And I want to be very clear, this is about the use. This is not about the organization. We're all for organizations that give back to the community, but this is about the use at this specific location. And it's not just about it's about the number of users, the number of participants, not just one or two people, because we all have the freedom to shoot a gun on our property, to shoot an armadillo, to defend our property. But this is about the quantity of participants. And they have had these events for at least a year prior to this application, and they have the rest of the year scheduled as well. And with each event, they have increased in size, along with increased incompatibility, safety concerns, traffic, as well as trash. So with any competition, the goal is to rise to the challenge. As you saw in the pictures, you know, they left the trees there, took out the underbrush so people can work around those. So in this case, it is, as the picture showed, increase the propensity to miss. And with the practice range right next to the southern property, that abuts to Miss Louise Taylor. She lives in that property, and there have been numerous arrows that end up in her backyard. And she is afraid to mow after these events, and we do have a handful of the arrows back there that have been on her property. I do not know on the property to the north, but they're definitely there on the south. So she is afraid to mow over these. She's afraid to have grandkids run out in the yard because of these arrows. And after the last event on April 30th, another five or six were found in her yard. So almost every event, there's arrows on her property. Additionally, Jennifer and David Morris that live, if we can zoom out just a little bit. Thank you. They live directly to the west of the subject property, right there. They have grandkids as well, and they're afraid to have their grandchildren out in the yard since the archery range points directly towards their property, and it makes them very uncomfortable. The additional traffic that these events brings are not well suited for our quiet neighborhood with little traffic that we normally have in a dead-end road. In the March event, they had over 60 shooters participate. In April, it was a tri-state qualifier, which certainly brought in more participants. Road conditions are also not suitable for this amount of traffic. Per the relative scoring policy, the right-of-way is adequate at 50 feet, and this is true. 50 feet is typically an adequate size. However, the paved road at this narrowest, which is typically down by the go-kart, is about 13 feet wide. At the widest, it's about 20 feet. So an average parking space is 9 feet by 19 feet. So we don't even have the width of two parking spaces typically on our road. And additionally, the current Taney County Road and Bridge standards call for a minimum of 24 feet on local streets, which are designed for low volume and low speed, which we don't even meet those minimums. The landscape buffer is not adequate. Obviously, if arrows are going onto other people's properties, the landscape buffer is not stopping that from occurring. Other concerns we have, the capacity of the septic tank. Can it actually handle that amount of people if they're having 60 plus participants, which it's typically normally a single family home? And this may be a start of a business, whether it's nonprofit or otherwise. It could lead to further expansion and further disruption. And we have witnessed, like I said earlier, these events have gotten larger. Trash from their event, as well as daily trash from the property, frequently blows onto to our neighboring properties from all the way at the other end of the street. And then we did find, as evidence, this was even behind our barn and in our creek. And it shows that it was from the property owner. And there's also a lack of common courtesy. They have never come to any of our neighbors asking if this was okay, asking if there were ways that they can make it compatible. They have not talked to any of us. And finally, per the Taney County Guidance Code, page 52, special use permit, subsection 2.3F, one component of the commission is to review the general compatibility with adjacent properties, other properties in the district, and the general safety, health, comfort, and general welfare of the community. As a neighbor to this and the spokesman for the neighborhood, we find this use not compatible, is not safe, and impedes upon our comfort and general welfare. And we respectfully request denial of this item. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Doug Ramey, and I live at 803 Newport Road. And I want to say that I'm an avid archer, and I've shot 3D many times. The whole premise of 3D archery is to provide challenging shots. You are encouraging people to miss their targets. This is what I picked up out of Louise's yard after the last two shoots, from the practice range misses and from the targets that are bordering this property. This is a great idea. I have no problem with the premise of them having a 3D shoot, but this property is not large enough to handle it. They're shooting. Most of these targets are within 15 to 20 feet of the property line. So when they miss, it's going into the neighbor's yards. I only walked from here to here, and this is what I found. I love archery. It's one of the things that I do, and I have no problem with somebody shooting a bow and arrow on their personal property, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a public coming into a private area and shooting, and this is growing, it's getting larger and larger. They're now certified, I believe, for Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Missouri as far as an ASO shoot. This is gonna continue to grow. We pointed out that we've got issues with the road, we've got issues